Let's add God the Father, mighty hand clap.
We
thank Him for singing with us.
As Zephaniah
3:17, He says, rejoice with us.
As
He sings with us. Give Him glory and honor. God the Father,
bubble
the heavens. Ephesians 4:6. You think that is one God, the Father of all, who is above all. He works in all, and he passed through all, and he may mighty hand
clap,
and he may mighty hand
clap.
You thank God the word, the one we know, the Son Jesus Christ. You thank Him indeed.
They
spoke in John 1, in the verse 1,
even
the verse 14, He is the word of God, and is God the word. He clothed flesh. We saw Him as the Son, begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. You say, thank you, Jesus. You rule best in the third heaven. You rule even up to here. As in the second commandments, chapter 12, in the verse 1 to 4. Thank you, Jesus. For you still roll, and you reign, and you roll, and you will reign. Thank you so much. Lord, you
go to
never change. Not change towards us. And you never change. You promise to save us. And you've saved us. Thank you, my Jesus. You thank the Holy Spirit. You thank the Holy Spirit. Lead us, children of God. Romans 8:14.
Don't
say by the Spirit of God. They are the sons of God. You thank Him and honor Him for leading us. Even our brethren and musicians, we sing with Him in the name of our Lord Jesus. You can take your seat.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank God much, the Lord Almighty. One who has enabled us up to today, that we get strengthened in Him, mostly His word, when it has room in us. You know, in John chapter 8, verse 43, He said that you've not understood my speech, because my word has not room in you. But anytime the word of God begins to get room in your life, you begin to understand the speech of God. And you can move from the children of Satan. Anytime you don't understand the speech of God,
for
His word not having room in you, again you are of your father Satan. And you want to fulfill his will, for he never abode in truth. And when he speak lies, he speak what comes from his, for he's the father of liars. For he is the liar and the father of liars. And right from the beginning, he is the murderer.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But anytime you believe the word of God,
it
gets room in your inner man, as you the spirit, in your heart,
even
in your mind, it boils there. You're proven indeed. You understand the speech of God. And you're proven to be within God. And He too is within you.
In
John 15:7, He said, if I abide in me
and
my words abide in you, ask all you need, it will be given you. Abiding in Jesus, it's to be in the Father. But to be in Jesus,
ebigambo byonna byatuwa mu byandiko ebyamazima.
All the words he gave us in the scriptures of
truth. Okukyuka bidde
muffe. They have to turn and get into us.
Olw'ensonga nti byandikwa byonna byogera ku ye.
For the reason all the scriptures speak of him.
So bwe bitubeera
muffe. So when they are within us.
Tuba n'obukakafunga Yesu ali muffe.
We have proof that Jesus is within us.
Yokani sura ya kutano.
That is John chapter 5.
Asatu mwenda.
Verse 39.
Timuno nyambia uandikibwa.
That you search in the scriptures.
Nambia mruuza mlimo buna mbuta kwao.
Hoping in them there is eternal life.
Ni hivyo nabi hivyo gere hivyangi.
But all they speak of mine.
Nchibuwa wa kubikirizo bikiriza anga kiriza Yesu.
That if you're to believe them you believe as you believe Jesus.
To kiriza anga kiriza hivyandikwa hivyo vitabu hivyo omuzi.
Don't believe as you believe scriptures of books in the world.
Kubanga mukama wa Yesu ngatanda yambala mubili.
For before our Lord Jesus clothed flesh.
Yokane mkumi na nya.
In John 1:14.
Yasoka na atu jira muzingo kwe chitabu kwa muandikibwa.
Came in the scroll of the book written of him. According to Hebrews chapter 10, in verse 6 up to 9, that he came in the scroll of the book to do what he wills,
and
based in the scroll to do a work in us. In this book, the Bible, now you expect that you believe Jesus that time when you've seen him, you are a liar.
For
if you reject what speaks of him, he tells you
he
already came in the scroll of the book written of me. He came, is there, and he remains in this book.
Though
he remained appearing to us. And in the spiritual physical world. Now, if you
want
to prove that you are in God, the word of God, the words of his son Jesus Christ, they are scriptures of truth. You have to give them a big portion in your life. You have to prove you get saved. And you know all the truth. And the truth is of the scriptures. That's why Angel Gabriel told Prophet Daniel. In Daniel chapter 10. Verse 19 to 21. That I will tell you what is noted in the scriptures of truth. As the Bible copy of heaven is, that they gave us a copy on this world. And it speaks of God the Father. The word is the Son Jesus Christ. Even the Holy Spirit. And all creation. Of the entire heavens and all the earth. And their fullness.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we thank God
he's allowed us these words to have room in us. Right there we have proof we are in him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's a time I move out on the roads. And I
meet
cars, they have written, try Jesus. Jesus is not a shrine. It's not demon. That you need to try on. Just try him. No. Come on to Jesus. Don't come to try on him. All those who tried him, they saw his wrath.
Yes.
Right in the desert, he killed them. Trying, testing him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But all both as they are like that. We want to move on with the third heaven. The third heaven at creation. In the realm above. The heaven spoken most 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Verses 1 and 2. Apostle Paul, when was taken in the third heaven, and in this third heaven is where we saw the paradise of God, known as the garden of God, the garden of Eden.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because
2 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 1 to 4. When he reached the third heaven, he saw the paradise of God, known as the garden of God, the garden of Eden. For a reason that the paradise of God in the third heaven In there is the tree of life. In the midst there is the tree of life. That is Revelation 2 verse 7. And still in the garden of God, the garden of Eden, still in the midst there is the tree of life. That is Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2, verses 9. So we got proof that the paradise of God in the third heaven, still it's the garden of God, known as the garden of Eden.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So when we finished there, we want to see the two cherubim put on the way to guard the way to the tree of life. We also saw them there in heaven, and they are not on this earth. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 5. Prophet Moses saw copies of things in heaven, and he made them on this world as God commanded him. In Exodus chapter 26, verse
30,
don't fail to do things as the pattern showed you on the mountain. But what prophet Moses saw, there are things of heaven.
That's
where there are these two cherubim. That's why in Exodus chapter 25, verse 16 to 20, he made the covenant box where there is the mercy seat. On the sides of the mercy seat, in the covenant box, and there we are two cherubim. These cherubim, prophet Ezekiel also saw them in Ezekiel chapter 10, verses 1 up to 2, and they are in heaven, which moved to prove us that the paradise of God, the garden of God, known as the garden of Eden, it's not on this world, but it is in the third heaven. Because even cherubim put to guard the way, still they're not on this world. We moved on, we saw the flaming turning sword which was put in the way to guard the way to the tree of life, according to Genesis chapter 3, verse 23 to 24. And that sword was given to angel of death and the angel of hell, according to Revelation chapter 6 verse 8. And I saw one sit on the pale horse, his name is called death, and hell follows him. And they were given a sword, and they were given kill with sword, famine, sickness, and the beasts of the fields. They are ones with that sword. Them to guard the way to the tree of life. They don't allow you, and they work right on this earth. They don't give you life to outlive long on this world. After your spirit and close the body, if you've not aligned yourself with God, angel of death hands you to angel of hell, as we've come seeing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we are able to know many things. And we began to see the four type of trees, those found in the paradise of God in the third heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We listed them down
in
Genesis 2 verse 9. And we saw the tree of life in the midst of the paradise of God, and we knew that this one is God the Word, one as we know as the Son Jesus Christ, the true vine, John 15 verse 1 he says, he is the true vine, his father is the gardener. In John 14 verse 6 he said, is the way, the truth and the life.
Yes.
He is the way, the truth and the life. In John chapter 6 verse 25 to 63, he said, one who eats of him will not taste death. And we knew him is the tree of life.
It's
in the midst of the paradise of God. And we went to see the second type of tree. The tree of knowledge of good and evil. In the midst of the paradise of God. The tree of the light of knowledge. Which is in the word of God. As the one we know is the Son Jesus Christ. So there are many things we've seen on this tree. And we saw the sin of wanting to become God. That called the sin of Adam.
And
we saw the type of fruits of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And the way we ate them. We also saw the way we died. As they removed from us the heavenly body.
And
we are given the body of death. All those have come see them in the third heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we last saw differentiating between body of death, the flesh with blood, those we have on this world.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That we hear in the Romans chapter 7, verse 23 and 24. That who will deliver me from this body of death? So we are in this body of death as spirits with many troubles. And after we saw the body of hell, that called the dead soul, and the horrific way to hell. According to that in Lamentations chapter 4, starting from verse 4 to 7.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yesterday we ended as we had begun to see the way we are restored the heavenly body through getting born again in Christ Jesus our Lord. And today we move on with portion B. Yes. The way we are restored the heavenly body through getting born again in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the heading we look to this day as we move on to see things in the third heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. We remember that in Genesis chapter 2, the verse 16 to 17, he began saying like this. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 16.
Mukama Katonda nalagira omuntu namugamba nti buli muti ogw'omulusuku olyangako nga bw'ono yagalanga.
And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden, you may eat freely. Verse 17.
Naye omuti ogw'okumanya obulungi n'obubi togulyangako, kubanga olunaku lw'oligulyako tolirema kufa.
But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat of it. For in the day that you eat thereof, you shall surely die.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
According to Genesis, this chapter 2, starting from verse 16 up to 17. When we ate of fruits of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, through Adam and Eve, the first man to live for our sake, we died. Just as we've come seeing. For God said, you will surely die. You know, when God swears, he never changes. umumanyi bwarayira. Know him when he swears? He never changes. Atachuka chuka. He does not change from that. Atuze tulaba ebi byonna. We've come see all those. Byatubako which happened on us. Ingeri jetwafa. The way we died. Natujibwako mbiri gwegu. As they removed from us the heavenly body. Nitumaliriza mbiri guno ogwo kufa. And we ended in this body of death. Eracha avayogera. And that is why we speak. Ngabwe twaulide mbakoliso echo ekisoke sura ya 15. As we heard in the first Corinthians chapter 15. Ngagamba anti. And he says that. Ntira fenna ngabwe twafira. Just as we all died. Yes. Bakoliso ekisoka 15. First Corinthians chapter 15. Oruabiri paka abiri mobiri. Verse 20 to 22. Ngagamba bwati. And he says this.
Abakoliso ekisoka isura ye 15 no lunyiriri oruabiri.
First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 20.
Naye kakano Kristo yazukizibwa mu bafu. Gwe mwako mbereberiye ogwaba abebaka.
But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. Verse 21. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. Verse 22.
Kubabo nanga webafira mu Adam.
For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Yes. We all sinned through Adam. And we died through Adam. As they removed from us the heavenly body. And we are given this body of death. The flesh with blood. We as spirits. But in Christ Jesus. Our Lord. It's where we are restored. We are risen up through him. And we are restored the heavenly body. For I told you that our Lord Jesus Christ is called the second Adam. That all called the Adamites, they are the people who came from Adam and Eve. They are the people who are under the sun. All who were before, we who are here, even those going to be to the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ, we all are risen. And we are restored the heavenly body, passing through first believing Jesus is Lord and is our Savior. And he saves us from Satan. And he begots us the second time. And we are restored to the heavenly body. When you move backwards to these verses, he tells you in the first Adam, this is what happened. We are in 1 Corinthians. First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 45.
Era bwe kityo kyawandikibwa nti omuntu w'olubereberye Adamu yafuuka ememe namu. Adamu w'oluvannyuma yafuuka omwoyo guleeta obulamu.
And so it is written, the first man Adam was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a life-giving spirit. Yes.
Adamu eyasooka.
The first Adam. He was made a living soul. What they call a living soul. It's the heavenly body.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But for sinning, it was removed from him. It died.
Nekati.
And now we are closed the body of death through Adam.
Adam
in the first Adam. We as a spirit. And in this time on,
Adam
the second Adam, one known as the Lord Jesus Christ, we are again given that life. And we are given that heavenly body again. And again we become the living soul. And we appear as angels.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And while on this world,
omuntu nga yarokokera ddala,
a person and they are indeed saved,
ngamaze okukkiriza nti Yesu ye Mukama,
they first believed Jesus is Lord,
era ye murokozi wange,
is my savior,
naye atula obulokozi,
and they confess salvation,
okusala eddiiro okuva ewa Sitaani,
to cross sides from that of Satan,
okudda eri Katonda,
to return to the Lord,
okuyita mu Mukama waffe Yesu,
passing through our Lord Jesus,
nazaliwa omulundi ogwokubiri,
and they get born again,
okuyita mu kubatizibwa,
through baptism,
addizibwa omubiri gw'eggulu,
they are restored to the heavenly body,
umbiri ogwekitiibwa,
the glorious body,
oguyitibwa emmeeme nabo,
that's called the living soul.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Chuvula tugamba bulijjo.
That's why we say always.
Tibwe tutuuka okubuulira ku Mukama waffe Yesu
Kristo. That when we preach of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Bannabbi bonna.
All the prophets.
N'abatume bonna ba Katonda omulamu.
All the apostles of the living God.
Bakomekerera mwoyo.
They end concluding him.
Wabyo nabye baali boogera.
For all they were speaking. Of all the instructions, all the reproofs, all the salvation, ended in our Lord Jesus.
But
just as we told you, that cause of one man, sin entered,
Adam,
the first Adam. But by the second Adam, our Lord Jesus Christ, again we can be restored that life. That's why he differs with all prophets.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nayenga murubereberye sureno eyokutano.
But in Genesis chapter 5. We were first called the Adamites, those who came from Adam. Genesis chapter 5 from verse 1.
Kino ky'okuzaliwa kwa Adam. Olunaku Katonda yatonderamu omuntu mu kifaananyi kya Katonda mwe yamukolera.
This is the book of the generation of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God, made he him. Verse 2.
Omusajja n'omukazi bwe yabatonda n'abawa omukisa n'abatuuma erinnya lyabwe Adamu ku lunaku lwe yabatonderamu.
Male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. Yes.
Fena fena yatuyita baani?
We all called us Adam.
Kati abantu abali ku nsi.
Now people on this world. Now, our rightful clan, they are called the Adamites. All the Adams.
That's
why for one man, they say all these Adams sinned. Now, the second Adams. Yes. Now, in the other, we move out. And we enter the second Adam.
But Adamites never come out.
And the Adamites come back.
But born again Christians.
The born again Christians.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The things
you hear, nations and tribes here. All that is confusion of this world.
It's
confusion of this planet Earth. But your clan, all of you. The Adamites, the Adams. There are those who say, why are we not the Eves? I've never seen a family on this world. And they are named families after the name of the woman. It's never here.
And
that's why families, when they name themselves, they name themselves after the man. That came from old.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So let's think of that issue very well. But before you reach the third heaven, and to know what happened after eating fruits of the tree of knowledge of good and evil and the way we died, it might be hard you explain well these issues.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you might not explain well the way people get born again and they are restored to the heavenly body, passing through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But right now we can. Because he's made us know much. When we reach this third heaven. So in that way, we move on to understand the way we are restored to the heavenly body. As we've gotten born again, passing through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In
Romans chapter 5, verses 12, he says like this. Romans chapter 5, verse 12.
Olwebyo nga kuba omuntu omu ekibi bwe kyayingira mu nsi, okufa ne kuyingira olw'ekibi, bwe kityo okufa ne kubuna ku bantu bonna.
Therefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Yes. For that reason, by one man sin entered in all. You know why? In Genesis chapter 5, in the verse 1 and 2,
God
told us all these. They are the Adams, all of them. All these Adams did it.
Male
and female.
He
called them Adams. That is very clear. People say the sin of Adam. You are the Adam. Yes. Moved to get light of that. People say Adam did bad unto us. You did bad to yourself. Have you understood me well? For when you add Genesis chapter 5, in the verse 1 and 2, he created male and female. All together
Adam.
He called them Adam. Now because we all, all in all generations ever since the world began, the coming back of the Lord Jesus, all our manifestation passed through Adam, we are all Adams. Justly presented
us,
we all would have done it and we did it. In the sin of wanting to become God, as we eat of fruits of tree of knowledge of good and evil, it reached upon us. And indeed we died. When they removed the heavenly body from us, we
were
given this body of death, the flesh with blood, which has a little life in it, that found in the blood. It never lives long. Anytime we are spirits, we have to unclothe. What is this is to find you without having the heavenly body. Even your sin is not cleansed to remove that sin from it. The blood of Jesus, it's there to speak better words, to fight the evils which joined with our spirits. The sin of wanting to become God, as we oppose Him and as we fight Him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So
all these Adams, let's repeat Romans 5 verse 12. Romans chapter 5, verse 12.
Olwebyo nga kuba omuntu omu ekibi bwe kyayingira mu nsi, okufa ne kuyingira olw'ekibi, bwe kityo okufa ne kubuna mu bantu bonna, kubanga bonna bayonoona.
Therefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. We all, we sinned. The first sin of wanting to become God. After we committed that sin,
and when we reached this part,
we devised many other sins here. We invented many sins. Besides the sin of wanting to become God, we joined on multitudes of sins. And Ecclesiastes say,
Ecclesiastes
7 verse 29.
Ecclesiastes chapter
7 verse 29.
Lo, this only have I found, that God has made man upright, but they have sought out many devices. Yes. We were upright. When God chased us from the garden, through Adam and Eve, we still had one sin by then, wanting to become gods. But today, we have iniquities. Before you reach iniquities, we have trespasses.
What is trespass?
Halfway. It's halfway.
And you kept
yourself in the garden for some time after you broke the commandments.
What was it? It was transgression.
They are what we call transgressions. They say move around the field this number of times. You pass through the middle of it. Iniquities. We have iniquities. Luganda
Bible
does not have these words, but the English has them. We have iniquities. Yes. And then sin comes on next. And we go to evils. When we reach to evil, we are heading on to devil. And there are people who become devils on this world, but they are among the mankind. For both evils are the humans, which devise other sins beyond that the world has been having.
Evil thoughts.
And they have evil thoughts among them.
They
devise other evil sins the world does not have now. Most of them are in the musicians. Now there are those who are satanic. It's the last level in the sins.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But
all those have been devised here ever since we are sent on this world. We came with one sin here and we began to devise many others.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But when I've not gone all there, we still need to get born again through baptism in our Lord Jesus Christ.
We
be restored to the heavenly body.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why the word baptism
is
not just to be put in a boil. You know, the brethren in religion,
and
some brethren in the different beliefs, and some in the salvation, some when they got bowls, they began to baptize using bowls. Others, they dug cisterns, the pools, and others, they went on rivers just for swimming there.
And
they didn't understand the meaning of that word. But I want to tell you, in Romans chapter 6, verse
3,
he says this. Romans chapter 6, verse 3. Obate
mumanyinga fefe na, ababatizibwa kuyingira mu Kristo Yesu.
Know you not that so many of us, as we are baptized into Jesus Christ, we are baptized into his death? Yes.
Don't
you know we all were baptized?
okuyingira mu Kristo Yesu.
Enter in the Christ Jesus.
Twabatizibwa kuyingira mu kufa kwe.
Baptized to enter into his death.
Ngagenze azikira dalo mubiri gwo kufa.
And he's going to bury this body of death.
Kati bwe tugenda eri okubatizibwa.
Now when we go out to be baptized.
Tuba tugenze zika guno mubiri gwo kufa.
He's going to bury this body of death.
Era kye kireeta enjawulo wakati w'okuwuga n'okubatizibwa.
A difference between swimming and getting baptized.
Era
and
simanyi oba osobola oziika omulambo mu bakuli.
Don't know whether you can bury a dead body in a barrel, as small as it is.
Ngabo baganda bafumba dini bwe mukole.
Brethren in the Catholics they do it.
Naye kankano mu kiseera kino eno.
But this time on,
tuli mu kuddizibwa obujja n'okuza obujja okw'ebintu byonna.
We are in revival and restoration of all things.
Jangu nnyo mwe n'okutegeera eky'okukola.
He said you all to understand what to do.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Kubanga bw'oziika.
For when you bury,
ebintu by'okubatizibwa,
things of baptism,
tebiringa bwe bikolebwa
mu nsi. They are not as they are being done in the world.
Kino kiba kuziikibwa wamu ne Kristo Yesu.
This is to be buried together with Christ Jesus. You have to raise up with him.
In burial,
we've gone to bury this body of death.
And when
we take to baptize you,
you
must know I've gone to bury this body of death. You are not allowed to bring back all the acts of the body of death. Where is the lusts of the eyes? Where is the lusts of the flesh? And the pride of this life. When you come back with them,
and
you know you still clothed him very well.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How
to wage a serious war. You know they bury in a boil. Those in religion. In the different beliefs. Even some in salvation. They dug pools on right on the pools. They dig them on their pulpits. In the different places. Others are taken on rivers.
Take it
as a norm, perhaps. Be the norm of the born again.
It is
not a norm of the born again Christians. An act which shows a great sign. Getting born again. Be restored to the heavenly body. It's a big word. For it's what makes us children of the Most High God. Our heavenly bodies have been redeemed, restored to us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So
when
we
read this Romans chapter 6, let's repeat verse 3 to enter verse 4.
Abalumi esuli yomukaga noli nyiriri olwokusatu.
Romans chapter 6 verse 3.
Obate mumanyi nga fefena ababatizibwa okuyingira mu Kristo Yesu nga twabatizibwa kuyingira mu kufa kwe.
Know you not that so many of us as we are baptized into Jesus Christ we are baptized into his death.
Olinyolokuna.
Verse 4.
Kyetwava tuziikibwa awamu naye mu kubatizibwa okuyingira mu kufa. Nga Kristo bwe yazuukizibwa mu bafu olw'ekitiibwa kya Kitaawe, bwe kityo naffe tutambulirenga mu bulamu obujja.
Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Yes.
In
baptism, we've gone to bury. That's why we have to hold you very well. You come, we give a sample. Yes.
Now,
this is the dead body. We have to immerse it in the body, in the water. You know others? In the name of Patrice. What is that now?
They
did
bury you with Jesus. That's the dead body is buried. And we baptize you, say, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. Let's finish this verse 4 and 5.
Abalumi esule yomukaga nolunyiriri olwokuna.
Romans chapter 6 verse 4.
Chetuavatu zikibwa awamuna ye mukubatizibwa okuyingira mukufa nga Kristo bwe yazukizibwa mu bafu olw'ekitiibwa kya kitaawe era bwe tutyo naffe tutambulirenga mu bulamu obujja.
Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Verse
5.
For if we have been united with him in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Verse
6. Ngomuntu wa fuweda ya komerera wamu na ye omubiri ogwe kibi guliyoke gujibwewo tuleme okubeeranga nate abaddu be kibi.
Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that we should no longer serve sin. Yes,
tuchimanya bumanya
tigulumbiri gwokufa, the body of death was crucified on the cross.
Negutwalibwa okuziikibwa
wamu naye, to be buried together with him in baptism. When we come back,
tulina okudda n'omubiri gwegwe.
We have to come back with the heavenly body.
Era tetunonooza bikolwa byonna,
and we do not begin to
bounce
back to all acts of the old man.
Omuntu w'okufa guno omubiri gw'okungulu,
body of death, the outward man. But when you see
and
those of religion when they are baptized, and of the different beliefs in the midst of the world, those so to believe God our Lord Jesus Christ, even some in salvation, and they still come back from baptism, and they move on with the old life
of
this body of death. They didn't understand what they had gone on in baptism, and many of us never understood, and not many of us, that we were given the problem, the big problem God has towards us. If you don't know something to be given you, it is hard. For even his spirit himself, if you don't know him, he is not given you. They take you, just baptize you. You don't know what is next, and you don't get it. The gospel was diluted much. It's not strengthened in the real understanding.
God,
the thing when you've not understood it, it's hard him to give it to you. For you will wrongly use it, and you will have an excuse bouncing to him. That Lord, you gave it, I didn't know.
Whether
it died again, me, I didn't understand that.
It's
not many baptized that they get that body. In John chapter
14,
God said, before you know something to give it to you, it is very hard. But you may not even know how to discern the precious things from those vials. Let's read as we hear. John chapter 14, verse 17.
Omoyo wa mazima, esigwete yinza kufuna, kubanga temulaba, sote mumanyi.
Even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. Yes.
I've
given you that example. In John 14, verse 17, it is very hard to get something from God. when you don't know it.
But
that's within the garden. He made a helper for Adam and he brought her. When they sinned, he told him, the woman you gave me. When he reached to be restored to the heavenly body, passing through baptism, as we are buried, as we raise up together with our Lord Jesus Christ, not many understand what we are going to do, but praise be to God for the revival and restoration of all things. For we shall be able to understand
that
our Lord Jesus, when he reached on this world, he found even disciples were there. They don't know what it means to get born again. But there has passed 2023 years as now, and he came told us how we can get born again. Still we forgot it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But he's so good for those who yearn for him, and he gives back that grace. He told Nicodemus in John chapter 3 in the verse 3, and he tells him like this, John chapter 3 and verse 3,
Yesu naddamu n'amugamba nti, ddala ddala nkugamba nti, omuntu bw'atazaalibwa mulundi gwa kubiri tayinza kulaba bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse 4.
Nikodemo n'amugamba nti, omuntu ayinza atya okuzaalibwa bw'abanga mukadde? Ayinza okuyingira mu lubuto lwa nnyina omulundi ogw'okubiri n'azaalibwa?
Nikodemo said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Yes.
Yamugamba kali kitufu.
Told him it's true. I cannot see the kingdom of heaven, neither to enter it, if I don't get born again. John 3 verse 3. Told him this verse 4. He said, but how can someone be born again when they are old? Are they to return in their mother's womb and they get born? How can they do that? Right there, would have asked. But what was the first birth? You know, this we are born on the world. Unto God. It's not his birthing. This is birthing of humans. We speak of the birth that of God. You know, in John chapter 1, let's move there briefly, then we return here. This birth, we don't birth when there is the lust of the flesh, no human desire. And the lust of, the will of God, as it was in Genesis.
Yes.
He said, let's make man
in
image in his will. There was no man and woman.
Now
that's what we speak of here. Let's briefly go back. In John chapter 1 verse 13. John chapter 1 verse 13.
Abatazaalibwa musaayi newankubadde okwagala kw'omubiri newankubadde okwagala kw'omuntu naye abazaalibwa Katonda.
Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
Yes.
This we are born of today. It's of our Lord, they give me a child. That is yours.
Now we speak
born again in the standards of God. You understood something there. When you preach to people, you have to get born again. And they say, but wait. We are born the first time.
Your mothers,
father and mother. this second time, it's not that one. It's that which was the first where God was involved.
Yeah.
As we are being born in that
path,
we didn't appear in flesh and blood. The body of death. No. We appeared in the body called the living soul, the heavenly body.
And
after sinning, we are given the body of death. Those born through this body, they are born
with
the lusts of the flesh. Lusts of the flesh.
But
inside the body has spirit, the one who begot them. He said, you died in Adam. They removed from you the heavenly body. That called the living soul. I want to birth you the second time. This is not to involve mother and father. Just as it was before. This is of spirit and water.
Uh-huh.
Yes. We've gone back to John 3.
Yokane sura yokusatu n'olunyiriri olwokutaano.
John chapter 3 and verse 5.
Yesu n'addamu nti, ddala nkugamba nti, omuntu bw'atazaalibwa mazzi na mwoyo, tayinza kuyingira mu bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Yes. He told him,
the
person is not born of water and spirit,
he
cannot inherit the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. And he told him what happened in the Genesis.
That
the first birth in the garden, in the third heaven, as I was to take you there, I was forming man, there was no involvement of mother and father,
but
there was water and the spirit of life. Yes. Let's read that in Genesis.
Let
me hope you connect with me.
We will. Genesis
chapter 2 from verse 6.
Nayo olufuna lulinyo okuva mu nsi, ne lutonya amazzi ku nsi yonna.
But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground.
Olinyo olw'omusanvu.
Verse 7.
Mukama Katonda n'abumba omuntu n'enfuufu y'ensi, n'amufuumu mu nnyindo omukka ogw'obulamu.
And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed in his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Look to Genesis. Chapter 2, verse 6 to 7. When mist rose up, watered on the ground, rivers began to flow. God used those rivers of water. He formed man with dust of the earth. Man became a living soul. The body he got, it's not this one we have.
Living soul.
The other is called the living soul. The heavenly body. The dust, he used not this one here.
No.
It's the dust of gold. The dust of what?
Yes,
dust of gold. But it evolved water. Now when we had that, we did know that what happened at the beginning, our first manifestation passing through Adam, Genesis 2, told you that the mist rose up,
it
watered on all the ground of the earth. When the rivers flowed, God went in the research center. He formed man. What we call research center is found under the earth. He used the dust of this earth, the dust of gold. Not every dust you find there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, in Job chapter 28, he speaks of the dust of gold. Job chapter 28, verse 5.
era wansi ekyuka ng'ekyusibwa n'omuliro.
As for the earth, out of it cometh food, but under it it is turned up as it were a fire.
Olinyoro mukaga.
Verse 6.
Amayinja gayo kifo kya safiro.
The stones of it are the place of sapphires, and it has dust of gold. People, when they read of dust,
dust
is what God used to form man. No. That read in Genesis. Genesis chapter 2, verse 6. That the mist rose up. It rained water on the earth. And God formed man. He was making a body for him. For our spirits are gotten from heaven. But they said he formed man that time it's the heavenly body he was forming with the dust of the earth. Man became a living soul. But
it
did not use this usual dust, you know. But he used that which is in Job chapter 28, verse 5 and 6.
And
out of the earth cometh food. And there is the dust of gold. That is what he used. That's why the other body became a living soul.
And it's
so glorious as the heavenly body. He did use this usual dust. Indeed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But why
have we brought back Genesis chapter 2, verse 6 and 7?
That
initially, as we were being given the heavenly body, that known as the living soul, there involved the flow of livers.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's why he told Nicodemus in John 3 verse 3 and
5,
the person does not get born again of spirit and water. They cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
But
it's what happened initially, it's done again. This time he has attached on spirit and water for a reason, that rivers of water flowing,
it's
the sign of the Holy Spirit flowing. Have you understood me well? Let's briefly go back to John chapter 3.
John chapter 3,
verse
5.
Jesus answered, "Verily verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Yes. This time he has said, in the Genesis we saw water flowing. We saw perhaps it was just mere water. It was a sign of the Holy Spirit. That's why he has attached on spirit and water. The waters flow on the world when we take baptize you there. We showed the Holy Spirit come and flow in this
one.
Come give them the heavenly body. And the Holy Spirit alone
is
one brings the heavenly body to give it to you. But when you've gotten baptized in rivers of water flowing, that which means him, the sign which means him, the Holy Spirit. In 1 John chapter 5, verses 8,
he
said the three witnesses agree on this earth: the blood, the water, and the Spirit. Anytime he brings sign of rivers of water flowing, he speaks of the Holy Spirit. He speaks of the blood of Jesus cleansing us. He still speaks of the Holy Spirit.
This
one speaks better words to us. Let's read we hear.
Baloyokane ekisooka essula ey'okutaano n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
First John chapter 5 verse 8.
Kubanga waliwo abajulira basatu ku nsi, omwoyo n'amazzi n'omusaayi. Era abasatu abo bakkaanya mu omu.
And there are three that bear witness in earth, the spirit and the water and the blood. And these three agree in one.
Hey.
Yes.
Bajua basatu ku nsi.
Three witnesses on the earth.
Omwoyo,
the spirit,
musayi na amazi,
blood and the water,
bakanya mu
omu. They agree in one.
Omugwe bakanya mu yimoyo, yimoyo
mutukufu. One they agree in is the Holy Spirit.
Manu bohulira tugenze kubatiza migeji ku lukuta.
When you hear we've gone baptize you in rivers flow.
Obabo bohulira nti musayi gwe Yesu kujja
ke ekyo. When you hear the blood of Jesus takes sin from you.
Muna ite kuba musayi guno
ogwa bulijjo. It's not this usual blood.
Aba moyo mutukufu yenye.
It is the Holy Spirit himself.
Obabo kubanga musayi gwa bulijjo.
If it was the usual blood.
Wandi bade gwavunda dawe bakomera Yesu ku musaraba.
Who brought the time they crucified Jesus on the cross.
Etu andi guiserero.
We wouldn't have called it today.
Netu ulira ntu ito musayi gwa Yesu
sicho. Here we call the blood of Jesus. And it comes from where? Now the blood and water and the spirit, they agree in one. All. Now when you hear water flow, rivers of water flowing, and the blood of Jesus,
all
you know that they are meaning the Holy Spirit. These arrests, they are signs of him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why in John chapter 7, verse 37 to 39, let's read verse 38 to 39. He said, those who believe, he said, you will flow rivers of living waters. But that he spoke, meaning the Holy Spirit. Let's read we hear. John chapter 7, verse 37.
Akiriza nze ngecha wandikiwa wechigamba nti emigeji amazi amalamo jirikulukuta mumutima gwe.
He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart shall flow rivers of living water.
39.
Echo
yachogera ku moyo gwe bali bagenda okuweebwa abamukiriza. Kubanga omwoyo yajja naba kugabibwa. Kubanga Yesu yajja naba kugulumizibwa.
But this spoke he of the Spirit, whom they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Yes.
But
those who believe him, inside them will flow rivers of living waters. But that he spoke of the Holy Spirit who was to be given them.
Now,
to take baptize you in the rivers of water flowing. It's a great sign, meaning the Holy Spirit. We are here humbled. We need
you
to come as the blood of Jesus cleanses us as a spirit. And we need you restore the heavenly body. There's different things happen at that
moment.
One day baptized, last time didn't understand, this time you've understood. Come, they baptize you rightfully.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tekiri nga bwe tubadde tukikola.
Not as we've been doing it.
Sikuteeka mu bakuli.
Not putting bowels there.
Ngaba mwabo mu madini.
As some of the religions.
Sikubatiza bubatiza mu migeji kulukuta.
Not just baptizing in rivers of water.
Ngaba mwabo mu zikiriza ne mburokozi.
Some of the beliefs and in salvation.
Nabo mune mutu ko kusima tanka.
Even some reach to dig cisterns and pools. This is another thing.
You
person, you're playing on your life. You know, among you there are those who did not sit in the council of God's words. And you
read
that he has sent you to us. But you admired a good thing. But you did it wrongly.
Sometimes
you sit in the council of God's words to be revived.
In
the restoration of all things. To be done the way they were. The way they're supposed to be. And the way they will be forever and ever. Now these words. taking you, buried you together with Jesus through baptism in rivers of living waters. It is a sign of the Holy Spirit come to you as blood. Jesus speak better words. It takes sin from your spirit, even on your body, and you will be restored to the heavenly body.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why he told us that when they dig a pool of water, they have left him, the Lord, the well of the living water. And the dig pools begin baptize us in them. You leave, it seemeth a small sign, baptizing in rivers of water flowing, yet you are leaving the Holy Spirit. They take you in rivers of water flow without knowledge. Don't know, it's a sign of Holy Spirit to manifest in your life. And you end, you've come when you have nothing. Let's read in Jeremiah, we hear. Jeremiah chapter 2, from verse 12.
Samalirira ekyo gweggulu otya ekitatiika owubaale nnyo, bw'ayogera Mukama.
Be astonished, O you heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be you very desolate, saith the Lord. Verse 13.
Kubanga abantu bange bakoze ebibi bibiri, bandesenze oluzzi olw'amazzi amalamu, ne beesimira ebidiba, ebidiba ttanka ez'omuttaka ebitayinza kubaamu mazzi.
For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed themselves out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water. You know, that word is very important. Jeremiah chapter 2. Verse 12. He said, be astonished, are you heaven? Be astonished of this. It is very terrifying, saith the Lord.
That
my people have committed two evils. The first, they have forsaken me, the Lord, the fountain of living waters. The second, and they have hewed themselves cisterns. Cisterns which cannot hold water in them. Anytime we go in rivers of water flowing, we are right on God the Father Himself. We are on the word the Son Jesus Christ.
And
we are unto the Holy Spirit. But when we dig cisterns and pools, it's another thing. At least you'll be baptized by spirit and fire on the cross. You know, when I speak that, if you fail to go where there are rivers of water flowing and they are far from where you are, ask to be baptized with fire and the Holy Spirit. You leave the other and you've not done something halfway, so it will not help you. John said, I baptized you with water for repentance. One coming will baptize you with fire and the Holy Spirit. If we fail baptism of water, perhaps you are in the deserts. A few nations are found in deserts. We have ability of that which was set in place. Now, our brethren in religion and in the different beliefs, and some of you in salvation who dug cisterns and pools of water, it never makes meaning. Those who take and baptize on rivers of water flowing
didn't
understand we are signs of the Holy Spirit Himself.
That
we've gone to be baptized there, to be buried together, burying this body of death, Christ Jesus our Lord. And then we raise up, has given the heavenly body.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Salvation
businggako ku byenna akawulira wansi
w'enjuba. It's beyond what I have ever had under the sun.
Si myaka mingi
emyaka. Not of many years.
Bwe twali mu lugendo lw'eggulu.
But when we were in the heavenly journey.
Okuva mwaka 2005.
From there to 2011.
Katuna yantambuza mu byaliwo.
God moved me in the experience of things which were.
Ebibaddewo.
Those which have been.
N'ebyo ebigenda okujja.
And those going to come. But in this our generation, salvation turned to be useless when it resorted to eatings and drinkings. When the gospel turned into that, and things of getting born again, what do that mean out where you are? They mean the what? What does it mean, my God?
Because I hear some people move saying, I'm born again.
What difference that proves that you got born again? What was the first birth? This second then, who and what are you then? But you ask a born again. That you get born again? What was the first birth?
Mama,
you know, my mother gave birth to me. Not that birth. We speak of the first birth in Genesis chapter 2, verse 6 and
7.
When God was giving us the heavenly body. We lost it when we ate fruits of the tree of knowledge of good and evil in the garden through Adam and Eve. Ended in this body of death where we've been birthed with lust. God all speaking of this physical birth. Now the second birth we get born again by water and spirit. We say rivers of water flowing. It is the sign of the Holy Spirit. How he has to come from God. That he flows within you. That he brings the heavenly body. Because in resurrection, we cannot raise up when we don't have another body. It's impossible. When we bury a seed in the ground, it first dies totally in the ground. Those which come back with new bodies. And when we say we bury together with the Lord Jesus Christ, we have to come back. With another body. For those who ask, they say,
1
Corinthians chapter 15, verse
38.
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse
38.
Let's come on, verse 37.
1
Corinthians chapter 15 verse 37.
Nejo siga tesiga mubiri oguliba. Wabula.
Let's come from verse 35.
1 Corinthians chisoka isuye 15 n'olunyirire olwasatu mu 5.
1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 35.
Nayo omuntu aliyogera nti abafu bazokizibwa batya era mubiri ki gwe bajja nagwo.
But some man will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? Yes. This is resurrection.
It's not
we found a dead body there. And we raise it back to life. But the resurrection we speak of getting born again. And you are restored the heavenly body. But they come back with which body is the question they ask here. That we baptized to die together.
No
raised together with the Lord Jesus. Romans 6. Verse 3 to 5. Corinthians 15 verse 35. When we come back we return with which body? Yes. And then they explain it. Just as we are getting explained today.
Abakolise kisoka isule ye 15 no lunyiriri olasatomo mukaga.
1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 36.
Musiru sirugwe josi gateba namu wabulangefa.
You fool, that which you saw is not made alive except it die. Yes.
But think
when you are that fool, you don't know how they raise up, and you don't know we get born again through baptism
of
our Lord Jesus Christ.
And
we are restored the heavenly body. You say, what do you think? You think is what comes back?
Every
soul dies in the ground. It returns with another body. Every person baptized, they have understood this. In rivers of water flowing. As they come back, the Holy Spirit is ready to give them the heavenly body. They have to give them another body. Yes.
Salvation
needs to add in ingredients of the gospel field of wisdom in the word.
It says
they have been interpreted very well.
And
they have been added in the spirit of understanding. Who reasons and explains, getting here a little, there a little, in the old and new covenants, as you see today.
Hallelujah.
And there is the spirit of counsel of God, who knows the times and seasons, who tells you in things which were, they are supposed to be how will they be, passing through inspiration of scriptures. All scripture have inspiration of God, and they foresaw things which were, they saw things which are today. Those going to come, they told them to us. They needed the spirit of might,
and
the power in the word
shows,
and they can, and they will be possible. You need the spirit of knowledge, reveals all the lights of the word of God, to bring the vision, the revelation of things as it is today. Don't just go to be masked in the cistern's pools.
Sometimes
we go to baptize,
on
the other side there are people swimming. What difference do we have with them if we don't know a meaning of that? What difference then?
I don't know,
and the others swim every day. That means they experience, they fulfill that sign every time again and again. You exceed this
combat,
and it differs totally. Born again, are you there?
Wait, wow.
But how many people do you think are born again indeed? You make them lift their hands and you prove you have the heavenly body. Things of salvation differ the way they are in the world today. And at times I move to see, and I look to those inspector generals in the gospel, as they call themselves. Even some say
generals.
They are God is generals.
God is generals.
I compare prophets in the Old Testament. I have not seen General Isaiah,
General Nahum,
General
Ezekiel,
General Moses,
High
Cabin Apostles, General Apostle Paul. I see Mark. I wonder.
And
can I compare words of God which passed through them in the Old and New Testaments? I see that this generation, what is wrong with it? And the generals, they are not recruits, but You want to call them what? They are not even citizens. I think on the other side they turn to rebels. The reason, instead of preaching words of life to us, they preach words which are going to destroy us. They preach the lusts of this world. That we become enemies of God. Their words
can
be compared a little from those in the Bible. I heard one leader of a belief of one religion,
our
brethren the Christians, that me too I support Arsenal. He's preaching a sermon. You too, Chabazinga, you are my fellow supporter of the same team. I wondered. I'm not insulting. But if you compare Apostle Peter and Paul giving a speech, and the apostles of this generation, you get afraid. Will you join on to do the work together? I'm still looking for a man or woman who confronts words like this that we speak together. If you discover them, people, if I'm seeking for them, I look for a man, a woman in the world who can speak great words of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heavens. You might call it a statement of pride, but you see, look for that person for me. If you discover them, you join, you call me, I want to join them in ministry. Ministering by myself, it will not be looking nice. Yes, you've been created as today. But we need our elders. If they are not there, let's move on. We say we have nothing to do. There is a generation which curses their fathers. And our fathers, what they set in place, they are not clear. And some of our fathers in this gospel of salvation, now they get angered when we rise up in this generation, those who would have supported us. That's not the first. From old, the old prophets sought to kill the young prophets. For God had departed from the old prophets. But that's not to be very important. We respect them when you return unto truth. But for not returning to the truth, enmity creates by itself.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But think of that word. Raising up, we come back with which body?
Then
to ask themselves, which body do they give us? And he said, no. You think what is so is what is? In verse 11:15, verse 37, he has said this.
Abakolise chisoka isule ye 15.
First Corinthians chapter 15 verse
37.
In that which you sow not that body that shall be, but bare grain. It may by chance be wheat or of some other grain.
38.
But God gives it a body as it has pleased him, and to every seed its own body.
39. Emibiri jonna si mubiri gumu naye emirala gya bantu n'emirala gya nsolo n'emirala gya binyonyi n'emirala gya byennyanja.
All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another of beasts, another of fish, and another of birds. Verse 40.
Era waliwo emibiri egy'omuggulu n'emibiri egy'omu nsi.
And there are also heavenly bodies and earthly bodies, but the glory of the heavenly is one, and the glory of the earthly is another. Yes.
We
have to be given the heavenly body. For there are heavenly and earthly bodies.
And
we don't want to be found when we are naked. The journey of salvation needs to be emphasized well. The everlasting gospel of salvation. The gospel of the kingdom of God. The righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. In this time, as we see the third heaven, we still look to things which happen. After eating fruits of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and we lost the heavenly body, and we
were
given this body of death. And in this time we yearn, passing through our Lord Jesus Christ, that we get born again through baptism, rivers of water flowing, baptism of fire and the Holy Spirit, we restored the heavenly body.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Verse 42, he says this. Abakolise
kisoka isule ye 15 n'olunyiriri olwana mwe 2.
First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 42.
Era n'okuzukira kwa bafu bwe kutyo gusigibwa mu kuvonda.
So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. Yes. If the resurrection of the dead, it's the way it happens. Those who died in Adam, and we are given this body of death as spirits. When we go here in baptism, rivers of water flowing, meaning the Holy Spirit, we have to be restored the heavenly body. Let's hear the next verse.
1
Corinthians chapter 15, verse 43.
Gusigiwa mubunafu, guzukizibwa mumanyi.
It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. Verse 44.
Gusigiwa nga mubiri gwa mukka, guzukizibwa mubiri gwa moyo. Obanga waliwo mubiri gwa mukka, era waliwo n'ogwa moyo.
It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. Yes. There are natural bodies, physical, and the spiritual bodies. Those they call the living soul. Those are the heavenly bodies. How do they look like? It's only time which hinders us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Kubanga munyoru dakaga.
Because in the next verse he said,
Abakolise kisoka isule ye 15 n'olunyiriri olwana mu 5.
First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 45.
Era bwe kitya kyawandikibwa nti omuntu w'olubiribiri Adamu yafuuka emmeeme namu. Adamu w'oluvannyuma yafuuka omwoyo oguleeta obulamu.
And so it is written, the first man Adam was made a living soul, the last Adam was made a life-giving spirit. Yes. The spiritual body, it's called the living soul. That's the heavenly body. We all on this world, who passed through Adam. All generations ever since the world existed. The coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ. To get born again. Through baptism in our Lord Jesus Christ. In rivers of living waters. Rivers of water flowing. We've gone there, show Holy Spirit we have accepted. Take off all sins from us. You who works as the blood of Jesus. And restore the heavenly body. That's why you see. When we come from baptism. Bible says. Jesus when he came out of the water. The Spirit came down. Cometh on your life, opens up a new relationship with God. He comes with the heavenly body. He comes with gifts of your calling.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When you change that, you were in other spirits. Spirits of the devils, demons. That's why in Matthew chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, after baptism in rivers, water flow, the sign of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit immediately came down. This is what he had gone on, he understood it and meant it. It's of righteousness. It's one of what sealeth righteousness. I saw John the Baptist.
It's
fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. At the end, you must have the heavenly body.
Matayo isuri yokusatu nolu nyiriri oloku minenya.
Matthew chapter 3. Verse 14.
Na ye Yokana, yali ayagala okumugana, ng'agamba nti nze neetaaga gwe okumbatiza. Nawe ojja gye ndi.
But John forbade him saying, I have need to be baptized by you, and come you to me.
Onyole 15.
Verse 15.
Naye Yesu n'addamu n'amugamba nti, kkiriza kaakano, kubanga kitugwanira bwe tutyo okutuukiriza obutuukirivu bwonna. N'alyoka amukkiriza.
And Jesus answering said unto him, permit it to be so now, for thus it's fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he permitted him.
Onyola 16.
Verse 16.
Awo Yesu bwe yamala okubatizibwa, amangu ago nava mu mazzi, laba, eggulu ne libukukira, nalaba omwoyo gwa Katonda nga kangejjiba, ng'ajja ku ye ng'ayaka.
And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up immediately out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning upon him. Immediately as he came from the water, heavens opened. He saw the Spirit descending, the sign of the dove lightning. He has come with the heavenly body. You know what happens there? The Spirit gets from that of the Father. What's of the Father is of Christ, he gives us. You're not going to read that. That scripture quoted down. John chapter 16. Verse 12 to 15. When he comes, he's brought the heavenly body from God. The gifts of spiritual gifts of your calling. That's Jesus when he rose up. From the water, the Spirit came down. Heavens opened and the Spirit came.
So when we are
buried with him, we will raise up together with him.
But
we don't just come like that. The Spirit has to come. What he first does is to open up a relationship between you and God. To communicate with him. For now you become a son or a child of God. That's why in verse 17, after heavens opened, the Spirit come in the sign of the dove,
he puts
there a communication between the Son Jesus and his Father in heaven. Let's hear that voice. Matthew chapter 3, verse 17.
Lava, Eddoboozi ne lisinziira mu ggulu nga ligamba nti oyo ye mwana wange gwe njagala gwe nsanyukira ennyo.
And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Yes. I think you see what happens. When you change rivers of living waters in baptism, rivers flowing, you don't see the Spirit. And not many have gotten him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And him alone can bring the body from heaven. For we don't have them on this world. Not. If they were somewhere on this world, they would have sought for them and get them. And the Spirit coming from heavens come with all from the Lord.
Well,
let us read that John.
John chapter 16
from verse
12.
I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now.
Verse
13.
Naye bw'alijja oyo omwoyo w'amazima anaabalungamyanga mu mazima gonna, kubanga tayogerenga ku bubwe yekka, naye byonna by'anaawuliranga by'anaayogeranga, ye anaababuuliranga ebigenda okujja.
But when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. Verse 14.
Oyo anangulumizanga nze, kubanga anatoolanga ku byange n'ababuulira mmwe.
He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you.
Verse 15. Bino byonna kitange byali nabyo bye byange. Kyenvudde ngamba nti anatoolanga ku byange n'ababuulira mmwe.
All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. Yes. He gets from that of the Father. Even the heavenly body, that's the way he brings it. At the end of it all, we are there in this world yearning for one thing. It's the redemption of our bodies, the heavenly bodies. That we read in Romans chapter 8, when he said in the verse 23, let us repeat it. Romans chapter 8, verse 23.
Era se echo choka, na ye era nafe, abaline ibali biribiri ebyo moyo. Era nafe tusinda munda ya fe, ngatuli indirira okufuka abana, kwa kununulibwa kwa mubiri gwa fe.
And not only they, but ourselves also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, that is, the redemption of our body.
For
when you go to get baptized, you have to bear fruits of the Spirit, gentleness, self-control, and the rest, all as they are. And then you groan to become a son.
It's
the redemption of our body, which had died in Adam. And you have it, you have sure assurance you are the child of God. For the Spirit already came. For all led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. When he came is the heavenly body, which proves more with the gifts and the callings. That's why church reached and all that is not in it.
And
we all are church members. Yet we are not parts of the body. The body of Christ. The church of Christ. And we are not apostles. We are not prophets. We are not pastors.
Yet
each of us, Christ has to give them a gift and a calling. But because we are not seriously born again, we could not get that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now that Romans 8 verse 23, we too with the first fruits of the Spirit, we groan.
In
this body we groan for the adoption, the redemption of our bodies which died in Adam. We restored the heavenly body.
It's
not found that you knew always.
For
Romans 8:23, it's the second Corinthians. We in this body we groan to be closed the body from heaven. Romans 8:23, it's the same as Corinthians. Because they have said redemption of our bodies, they have not told you which body. But Corinthians tells you which body are they speaking of. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 1,
kubanga tumanyi nti obanga ennyumba yaffe yeesisira ey'omunsi eryabizibwa tulina eyazimbibwa eva eri Katonda ennyumba etazimbibwa na mikono ey'emirembe n'emirembe ey'omuggulu.
For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Verse 2.
Kubanga tusindira mweno nga twegomba okwambazibwa ennyumba yaffe eriva mu ggulu.
For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be closed upon with our house which is from heaven. Verse 3.
Bwe tuliyambazibwa mpozi tuleme okusangibwa nga tuli bwereere.
If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. Yes. In this we groan. That Lord, before you take me from this body of death, first close me a body from heaven. I groan. I
redeem
my body, Father, give it to me. Lest I'm found naked. You as the Spirit.
I
told you before when we see the spirit, the body of hell,
and
the horrific way to hell. When they get you from this body of death, you as the spirit, and you don't have the heavenly body, that we are living with in the paradise of God in the third heavens, you will be given the body of hell. Your spirit will be taken in the prison of God, hell, known as the bottomless pit. All your time you spend under the sun. One thing the day you check from the body, prove you have the heavenly body. If you check out of that body without the heavenly body,
they
must say you'll be found naked.
You,
as the spirit, and you don't have the heavenly body. You move out as if you shine yet at the same time with darkness. And the angel of hell has to give you the body of hell, which is like a dry stick which is bent. Now things of salvation, let's remove them and don't compare them with the games of food, cars and the houses which we are given us using this life and in serving God. But them are not the gospel. The gospel and its signs, they are different.
In
those who will believe this gospel, the other signs keep following them. These days, instead of preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, in the righteousness, in the kingdom of heavens, reveal mysteries of the entire heavens, as today we are in the third heavens,
we rather
preach signs, the miracles. And if we preach this gospel, miracles we are to follow by themselves, just as we see them today. But in all, after you get that heavenly body, you keep watch over yourself that it never dies again, for it still can die again.
ate kiba kizibu nnyo
okuzzayo
yesu ku musalaba addemu akufiira
oguddizibwa
era mu kubikulu3:1waliwo abalowoozi bwokuba babona
again
naye nga balina linnya
bunnyinga
baddamu ne
bafa
kasome ku bikulu ebyo owulire
okubikulirwa essuula ey'okusatu n'olunyiri olusooka era eri malayika ow'omu kkanisa ey'omu saadi wandiika nti bw'ati bw'ayogera oyo alina emyoyo omusanvu egya katonda n'emmunyeenya omusanvu nti mmanyi ebikolwa byo ng'olina erinnya ery'okuba omulamu era oli mufu
And the seven stars, I know your works, that you have a name, that you live and are dead.
Yes.
Born again Christian. It means they're living.
Born again,
given the heavenly body. Yet they died.
They
died again. Why?
On
the next Saturday. Wait for
that.
We are going to see the glory of the heavenly body and the way we keep it as it is the word of God. When you move out of it, sin begins to eat it. When sins come upon it, it vanishes, it dies. Many dream they had gotten saved and they died. God has much grace. We have to see glory of the heavenly body and the way it kept eating the spiritual food, the word of God. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.
Amen.
Amen.